It is time to bring in Jim Lynch. It's time for Cover Your Assets. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, and politics. He brings over 40 years of experience to those subjects and more. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Jim. Good morning, Jim.
And good morning to you. Boy, sounds like a lot of fun up there.
Well, we it's never a dull moment.
We've got like an inch of snow out there.
School's on delay.
And
the roads were just...
We've had mornings already with temperatures in the single digits, and we're not even to Thanksgiving,
which we had last year. We had really cold November.
Wait till you see Thanksgiving. If our meteorologist is right on Thanksgiving,
for the
parade, it could be winds of 40 miles an hour on that day. Now it might be a day before, it might be a day after, but there's a possibility.
That means the balloons will walk.
the balloons will stay down.
The balloons will walk.
Right. Well, anyways, Jim. We're not keeping you down. We've got Jim Lynch on the air.
Yes, I'm on the air. I think I'm on the air. Anyhow, good to hear your voices. I'm very glad to hear all this happiness up there. It's really a lot of fun.
Well, we try.
Anyhow, I had an awareness, which was a nice awareness the other day. When I realized, when I get calls from people, or emails, better said, when I get emails from people, you know, civilians, not business, I always make it a point to call them back rather than emailing them back. And I did this the other day, and I said, oh, my God, now I know why I do it. There's something so refreshing, so alive, so in the day when you hear another voice on the phone. And I thought I just might mention to all of you in terms of we're so caught up in this technology, which is, don't get me wrong, it's great, but we continue to miss out on our human experience, I think, when we don't communicate by phone or certainly in person. So I just start the day with that. Anyhow, we have a lot of excitement going on. It's very difficult to really capsulize it and talk about it. I'm certain everybody's very aware of what's going on in D.C. with the president and so forth. Today, and it is Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday and Friday will be probably pretty monumental in terms of the depositions. Not depositions, I beg your pardon, in terms of the public acknowledgement of the facts. So stay tuned to that. Find a way not to wrap your entire being around this stuff. This is going to pass. You're seeing a great experiment called the USA being tested, and I think we should all appreciate that it is being tested in Congress and in the courts rather than in the streets. It's good to be American. It's good to be an American. It's good to see things in process, and we really have to keep the faith that the founders did give us a structure in the Constitution that will get us through all of this. I truly expect Nancy Pelosi, who's doing a very wonderful job, to continue to work well, and also there is a threat the president might try and close the government. I think that would be over a debt ceiling. That would be a catastrophe for him and might put the final nail in his coffin. And the government can overcome him when it comes to financing. So pay attention and the best you can, talk to your kids about what's going on. And you might want to just get them one of these little books on the Constitution, which is just simply the Constitution and not somebody's opinion on it. So make the best of what we have here, and much like the weather, we just deal with it, and things get better, things get worse, and we go on.
Well, do you remember?
Anyhow, that's what,
do you remember during you know, it's interesting, Jim, your age and my age, we now actually are going to be part of three different impeachment hearings, the ones against Richard Nixon, where he resigned, Bill Clinton, where he was impeached but then was not convicted, and now this one. And the one thing that amazes me is when I hear the media in the morning, when I watch the media for a few minutes when I get home, is nobody understands the timeline of this. What you're seeing debated out now is basically setting up what the rules, what the, if there is an impeachment, they're coming up with the counts on what he's in going to be impeached for. And there's a lot of investigation and a lot of public hearings on this. But then all of this, if the House votes to impeach, and does it look like they will? Yes, absolutely. It then goes to the Senate. And then in the Senate, in a much more formal way, there will be the same hearings, if the Republicans allow it, which I think they will, the same hearings. And it wasn't until late in those Senate hearings that it became clear to the Nixon administration, when the Republican senators, three Republican senators, walked over to the White House and basically said, "This is going the wrong way, Mr. President. You're not going to win this." And that was very late in the game. People seem to think that this Watergate, this investigation here, this impeachment hearing is going slow. It's going fast. It's going at a speed that in today's society is what it has to go at. And it's got steps to it. And it's going to be very interesting to see what further information comes out and is leaked out, simply because you have people testifying now that are testifying what other people said was wrong. So I just tell people, like, when people talk about the election and talk about the polls, it's way too early to talk about this. When you talk about the impeachment process, it's way too early to see what's going to develop, because the public hearings and what the surprise testimony that comes out really is going to dictate what happens later on here in the House and then in the Senate. So I just tell people, you should watch and keep updated on this in whatever ways you want. But believe you me, this has got quite a ways to go and some interesting times ahead to go. And people have said to me, because anybody who knows me, I'm not a Trump supporter. And in the beginning I said, you're not going to hear me on the radio or on Facebook talk about anything about the impeachment in an opinion matter until they come up with how they're going to impeach, what they're going to impeach for, and until they send it to the Senate. I reserve my opinion till that happens. When that happens, then this game gets serious. Right now, it's serious, but it's being formulated. So people should just sit on their hands for a while, watch and see what happens, see what eventually might be presented to the Senate or might not.
But people are incapable.
Yeah, I know. It's because
you just, it's like everything requires an instant. It's mind warping. It is really messing with people's ability to think. Period.
It's, you know,
do I sound like Joe Biden?
No, but it's true, Jim. You know, people want instant results now, and it comes the same thing in politics. It comes in, we're not even close to electing a president yet, and people want instant results now. Who's
going
to win?
It's like, okay, and I don't know if you noticed, but now it's all, forget Iowa. Now it's Joe Biden is ahead by 20 points in South Carolina. Solid.
It's just
like, guys. Hello, it's November.
It's
19th,
it's
Tuesday.
It's the way things set up, Jim. I don't know if you agree or not, but people just have got to learn to sit back and take this all in.
And they also have to understand that there are people out there, just by the way, who are just doing their lives.
I totally agree with what you said, Marshall, and Jill has touched on this many times over the various shows we've done. We want this instant gratification, and it's born of the technology. It's born of being so saturated with news and opinions. And this would be a great time for families, moms and dads and kids to step back and really understand our government in action. And you can't do it by rushing to judgment, and you really should be savoring various things. The one thing that we can certainly focus on and appreciate is the bravery and patriotism of these people who have been in service to the government. They make a decent salary, but they're not knocking the ball out of the park. But they're stepping up, and they stepped up before going public, and now they're stepping up in public to defend our country in terms of its national security and its role in the world. I think we should all be very, very grateful that we have people like that who step forward, firstly to serve. I thought of the three people last week, I guess, whose service was 33 years, 27 years, and 50 years. That's over 100 years of service to the federal government by just three people. I mean, that's really incredible in this day and age of changing jobs and this, that, and the other thing. But it's that kind of seniority that should make us feel more secure in terms of our government and what's transpiring, because these people have the experience. And they've done the work, and it's just marvelous to behold. It really is.
You know, Jim, what you're saying is so true, because people don't realize, like, when ambassadors are recalled, when they're recalled by presidents, folks, they're not unemployed. They're paid by the State Department. They go back to work in other jobs at the State Department or for the State Department unless they decide to retire. So these are people that have worked their way up. I mean, for God's sake, this woman, and she's only one example, she started off in Mogadishu. Come on. I mean, this is serious business. And too many times political appointees bypass all these people who work in the State Department and get these ambassadorships. But understand, these lifers in the State Department work for you. They don't work for the president. They work for you. They don't work for the Senate. They don't work for the House. They don't work for anybody but you. And they're professionals. And it is a tough, tough business.
Well said. And this woman, Marie, she's had posts in some of the worst places in the world, and she served diligently and then moved on to another place. And the courage, the fortitude, the patriotism, God bless her and God bless all these people who support us in terms of our government. That said, we have to continue to move forward, and that is to learn and to appreciate. And really, I don't know, you folks who have children, this is an excellent opportunity to, if not bring them back to what they may or may not know, to teach them about government and how it works. Because without knowledge, young people, any person of any age, can succumb to propaganda that is put out. I don't mean necessarily by the Russians, by U.S. citizens. You must understand how the government works, and in the process, appreciate its significance. You look around the globe, there are very few countries that prosper the way we do in terms of people and their intelligence and their management and their moving us forward. So if we're not grateful for this, if one, you got to know what it is, and two, you got to be grateful for it, because if you don't, you're going to lose it. And I hate to use that word because I'm not into losing, but you have to get to the grit, and I'm certain you will. That said, the Jets won. Poor Redskins. My God.
The Redskins are terrible, and the Jets won, and I posted a picture on Sunday on my Facebook page, and Jill years ago gave me a beautiful crystal football, okay, from Tiffany. And so I posted on Sunday before the games began, Marshall's football predictions are Giants no lose today because Giants no play today.
You're nasty. You're mean.
They're my guys. You're mean. They're my guys. Love them. I love them. I criticize them. I get mad at them, but I love them.
Well, that's really what it's all about, these sports. You know, we always get enamored of so many different things, but as long as we can kind of kid ourselves or say, ah, they lost again, or maybe next year. It keeps you going. It was interesting at the Redskins game against the Jets. The stadium was half full, and basically you could buy tickets for $10. And the Jets fans and the Skin fans, well, I read this, obviously. They had a great time kidding one another who was the worst team and, you know, getting on with it. And, you know, we need this diversion from this all this other stuff. Anyhow, I sent you, Marshall. I put it on the Facebook, and I tweeted it, and I sent it to pals. Sandy Koufax,
yeah.
Probably the greatest left-hand pitcher in modern time. There were others prior to him, but he was the first. Hank Greenberg was very prominent. Hank Greenberg was a Jewish man.
Yeah, and
he was a great slugger.
And he was denied a chance to go for Babe Ruth's home run record because back in those days, pitchers walked him when he came up.
That's right.
Yeah, with 3 weeks to go in the season, I think he had 56 home runs, and he was walked every time he came up.
Interesting, isn't it, how this stuff works out?
Yeah.
I remember, who was it, Hank Aaron, when he was challenging Babe Ruth. You know, there were actual physical threats against him. And we just have to keep working that. But Kovacs came to the Dodgers and then the L.A. Dodgers, and he was a magnificent pitcher. A very lovely man, and but for me, who was have been a pretty rabid baseball fan for many years, it was really a great treat that he rose to such prominence as a Jewish person. The reason being, when I was a kid, and this is in another century, Marshall, as you well know, we had a rivalry between the kids on 4th Street. And the kids on Forster Avenue, the 4th Street kids were primarily Jewish kids, and we were primarily whatever we were. But it was always so much fun, and there was never any intolerance. We also played touch football in the street, and I remember Frankie Chicarico, he broke his shoulder or somewhere in the upper body. But I think back to those days very fondly in terms of how, you know, there wasn't any. It was just great fun. It was sport, and we didn't know the difference. And I just wanted to recall that. Kovacs brought that back to my mind, and I want to share it with you folks out there because we are much more of a tolerant country than we've become. And I really want us to get back to where we were, slowly but surely, in a new way, and get over this divisiveness, be it for whatever reason. We're all human beings, and there's something within each of us which is very common. We were created with it, and we should thrive on that we were honored with a spirit, and honoring that spirit by trying to come more and more in concert with other people. It's not always easy, but, you know, life is not easy, but life can be fun, making it more easy. So I take my baseball lore and try and move it forward for us to really do things that work in our best interest. If we're together as people, there's nothing we can't do. The Second World War proved that. We were a year or two behind the curve, and we came back, and we won out in, I guess, about 3 years. So be it in battle or be it in creativity or be it in just being good citizens, we can do it.
Yeah. All right. All right, Mr. Lynch.
Yes, Mr. Marshall Miles.
So we'll wait to see what happens in the week now between next time we speak, because there's always a landslide of stuff that's thrown our way.
And we mustn't forget Hong Kong.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Jim.
Hold your head high. Take care. High.
All right.
USA.
All right.
See you. Bye-bye.
Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets this morning here on Robinhood Radio.